Farmer Jeff gets stuck in the mud. Farmer Jeff had a tractor all shiny and red, and he kept it parked safely away in his shed. On his tractor he'd slog through the bog, trudge through the sludge and plough through the fog. The tractor could pull even the heaviest trailer and towed many a spreader, thresher or baler. The tractor was used all the year round, and wherever it had been there were tracks on the ground. Now one windy night there raged a terrible gale, which blew over every haystack and bale. The gusts had unhinged a rusty old gate, and the repairs that were needed just could not wait. There were pigs in that field as far as the eye could see. It would have been dreadful if they had all got free. So off set the farmer in a frightful rush, and raced the tractor through the sludge and slush. He was going too fast, and with a skid and a crash, he ended up in the puddle with a mighty big splash. But no matter how he revved and the big wheels spun, he just couldn't move. Nothing could be done. There had been so much rain that the tractor was stuck, and Farmer Jeff had run right out of luck. Shortly, along came Nell, his fourth daughter. Maybe she could pull him out of the water. She called her sisters, who brought a thick rope, but even with four of them, there was clearly no hope. Now all this fuss had stirred Pete the Bee, who flew out of the barn and went to see what had gotten the shiny red tractor stuck and why Farmer Jeff could not get out of the muck. And as the tractor began to sink, that clever young bee began to think, "Why, I've got it! It's obvious, of course! The answer is my good friend, the strong old Shire Horse!" So he flew off to find Shepton right away and told him how he could save the day. So off trotted Shepton as Pete led the way, knowing he'd try his best, come what may. The sight of that horse gave the four daughters hope, and they tied him to the tractor with their sturdy rope. Nell fetched the harness, heavy and black, and Grace strapped it tightly on Shepton's back. That Shire Horse he pulled with all his might, and even though the movement was slight, everyone there wished him the best of luck as he slowly pulled the tractor out of the muck. And when they went home and it was getting late, Farmer Jeff returned, having mended his gate. He found the place where Shepton lay and gave him his biggest bale of hay. For even though Shepton was a...